It's the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. In the past 20 years, 119 journalists have been killed in Mexico, making that country the most dangerous in the world for reporters. A new project put together by 60 journalists from 25 international media outlets details their deaths and the work that got them killed. It's called the Cartel Project, and the collaboration was coordinated by the Paris-based group Forbidden Stories. Joining us now is Laurent Richards, the founder of that network. Laurent, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Hi, hello. Thank you for having me.
Let's begin with your parent organization here, Forbidden Stories. Why did you form it? How old is it? Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, well, we are 3 years old now. We are based in Paris. We are a nonprofit, and we think that when a reporter gets killed, he's getting killed because of the information of the stories. So we need to protect the information and to make sure that the people get access to what is very important. Usually the journalists get killed because they are investigating environmental scandals, human rights violation, corruption, drug cartels. And so people need to know. So we are here for that. We are a collaborative group, and we want to send a strong signal to enemies of the free press that if you kill the messenger, you will never kill the message.
Why was it that you wanted to turn your attention to Mexico? What was it? I mean, freedom of the press is an issue in many countries. Why Mexico was as a focus?
Why Mexico? Because Mexico is the most dangerous zone for journalists all over the planet. And the thing about the Carter Project, what we wanted to explain to the public opinion in all over the countries is to say that when a journalist in Mexico gets killed, it's not only a Mexican story. That's a worldwide story. That's a French story. That's a North American story. Because the journalist in Mexico is investigating some drug cartels, as we can consider as a multinational, because they are selling drugs in more than 50 countries in the world. And so that's why that's a global crime. And facing that kind of global crime, we needed a global collaboration between journalists, and we need to investigate all those partners in crimes, whether they are living in London, in France, in Africa, in China. So that's why we decided to team up with 60 journalists from 25 news organizations.
You know, it's interesting because the story of the cartels, as told often in the United States, is the story of drug lords fighting with DEA agents and intelligence groups from the United States pushing back. And it's very much a sort of Mexico-U.S. story. It's a big border sort of narrative. But what you seem to be focusing on in this series of five major stories is how guns from Europe and the United States, or how Dutch gangs are involved with Mexican meth labs, that sort of thing. This is an international tale.
Yeah, they are behaving like a big company. They are
a multinational corporation, is what you're sort of saying.
A multinational corporation. That's the cartel that they are operating in China, in India. And so we were tracking there all over the planet. We were tracking some people in China who were buying some chemicals and then moving those chemicals to India before going to Netherlands, where they are making the recipe of the fentanyl before sending that to Mexico and before selling all those synthetic drugs into the U.S. market. So that's why Mexican journalists get killed with impunity. If you look at the numbers, you have 100 killings of journalists, 99 of percent of them will be unresolved. And so this impunity is literally killing the journalists. So that's why we needed to continue the work and to collaborate and making sure that the stories they wanted to silence in Mexico will at the end eventually not only publish in Mexico, but also in New York, in Nairobi, in Rio de Janeiro, in Paris, in Japan, in every place of the world. So the crimes you wanted to silence will be exposed everywhere.
Some people listening would say, well, these are stories worth telling, but what sort of difference do they make if essentially the stories that are being told are ones not just of cartel violence, but a failure of institutions to meet the threat in a larger sense?
We have to think about the mindset of people who are killing the journalists. They are killing the journalists because they don't want to see their crimes exposed somewhere. So if we are a task force and if we are acting together, sharing the information, publishing at the same time, and exposing broadly the crimes they are guilty of, I think we can make a difference.
Lauren Richards is the co-founder of the collaborative journalism network Forbidden Stories, which has produced the Cartel Project investigative series. We'll have a link to more so you can learn more over at texasstandard.org. Lauren, thanks so much for taking time to speak with us.
Thank you for having me.